It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week comes to us from the National Association of Wheat Growers is Josh Tonsager. And Josh, Vice President of Policy and Communications, we're going to be talking more about CFAP 2 this week, which a lot of details coming in with CFAP 2. More particularly, though, for our wheat growers, because they were left out of the first round and are now included in this round of assistance.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks for this opportunity. This was some big news that was announced by Congress, or that was announced by USDA just a couple of weeks ago, that all classes of wheat, including hard red winter wheat growers, would finally be included in this assistance program.
So let's get into the details of CFAP 2, what all is contained in it, and maybe even more so for our wheat growers this time around.
Sure. And USDA put this program together based on funds that were provided through the CARES Act, which was passed by Congress back in April. The first round of the program they put together by attempting to measure price loss over the first quarter of the year. Unfortunately, for most classes of wheat, that time frame that was used captured a week in time where we saw a partial recovery in prices. And so as a result, it didn't fully reflect the economic impact that growers were experiencing, because there were significant drops in prices and futures prices. It was just the specific time frame used, unfortunately, left out most classes. But the second round of assistance through this program looks at price drops from the beginning of the year until late July. And so using that time frame, that did capture the significant decline in prices that have been experienced over late spring and into summer. And so now with this program being set up, they're including that price loss in calculating what the economic impact has been, and setting essentially a minimum payment or minimum level of assistance for growers of $15 per planted acre, and it would be potentially higher than that based on a producer's production history. There's multiple different functions that can be incorporated there, but it is attempting to address the price decline that has been experienced since COVID-19 had first started to arrive in the United States.
Let's also talk dates and application process, because for those that have done this before, or even, again, like our wheat growers, that this is the first time, give us the dates and timeline for CFAP 2. Also, what that application process looks like, Josh.
Right. And the application process is open. You can apply through several different methods, either by going to USDA's website for this program, which is farmers.gov/CFAP. You can find more information about the program. You can find an application tool right there. You can also download the application and send it to your FSA office. Otherwise, you can also just call your local FSA office, and they will help you with the application process and capturing the data that's going to be used, which they are automatically pulling from RMA for folks that have crop insurance. The sign-up process will extend until December 11th. And so we do encourage growers to go into your FSA office, well, to contact your FSA office, as soon as possible to get signed up for this program.
All right. Any additional information that would be helpful for those applying to CFAP 2?
I would say it's just really important to do so as soon as you can. FSA staff is really slammed right now with the implementation of several programs. ARC and PLC payments for the 2019 crop year will be made later this month, now that we're into the new fiscal year. They're also working on CRP. And as well as WIP Plus has been a program that's been implemented through FSA. And so there's been a very, very busy workload through the agency. And so we would just strongly encourage folks to go and contact their FSA office as soon as they can to look into this.
Thanks so much, Josh Tonsager. He is the Vice President of Policy and Communication for the National Association of Wheat Growers, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.